Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing He Shall Reign, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Promise Kept, from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.
Forevermore, and He shall reign. Amen. Amen.
A promise kept. Taken from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. You know, Christmas begins what Easter celebration is all about. And so if a Savior had not come, there would not have been a cross. If there had not been a crib, there would not have been a cross, and there would not have been deliverance and salvation and all the many blessings that we enjoy by the process of one thing that God did, and that was by sending His Son to be our sin offering, that we could have life eternal with Him. And we should be thankful for that. And honestly, during this week and next Sunday, and as we celebrate, and it doesn't end at midnight on the 25th. It continues on because it's a celebration of what Christ has done for us. The child in the cradle became the king on the cross. And so, all because He did this, and you know, there's no marks on your record now because of this. Thank God, your record and my record reads grace. Hallelujah. Paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. And that we have been delivered by His glorious salvation that He has provided. Because of Bethlehem, we declare that love was born for humanity. And that hope is here. Not coming. Hope is already here. And we have that blessed hope today proclaimed by the pages of God's Word. We find it. Actually, it begins in Genesis 3 and 15. Where God made the first proclamation of prophecy. That it would be the first promise that God would make to us, the God's redemptive plan. That where man had transgressed God's law, that man had sinned, that man had disobeyed God, and that man had basically walked in rebellion, how God had provided everything that was needed and necessary, but man chose the route of sin rather than the course that God had provided. And so sin entered the world, and we know as the Word tells us, as declared by God's Word, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. See, you can't talk about Christmas without talking about the fact of what Christmas is about. And it's a Savior dying on a cross. That He would provide such a plan of redemption for you and I. Many people are trying to find redemption in many things, in many ways, and in many areas. But I'm going to tell you, there's only one redemption. There's only one way of redemption. There's only one person of redemption, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ and what He provided through what He provided at the cross for you and I. We would have no hope apart from Jesus today. And friends, it's not in all the conjured up ways of religion that man is trying to supplement or replace God's plan with. God's Word definitively declares today that salvation is of the Lord. And that is our means of salvation. And without Jesus, you have no hope. Without Jesus, you have no eternity of hope. And without Jesus, you don't even have any hope now. But glory to God, in Christ, He is the hope that we today, that resides within us. That we have received Him as our personal Savior. And hallelujah. I don't know about you today, but I'm glad I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I'm glad I've been delivered today. I'm glad today I've been set free from sin, self, and the world, and the flesh, and the devil. And today I've become a child of God. So therefore today we can rejoice in this fact that God made a plan of redemption for you and I. And this promise predicts the proclamation of the ultimate victory for humankind. Glory. We've already got the victory. You say, but Rich, I'm going through some struggles, trials, and difficulties, and here I am facing Christmas, and I don't know how I'm going to make it through Christmas, and I can't go shopping because I don't have the resources, and we get all hung up in all the pageantry of ourself. That's not what Christmas is about. We're celebrating the victory that God's given us. And we need to keep that in mind today. The merchants want to drag you in their store, and they want to sell you everything that's on the shelves. And they want you to focus your attention on all the things that are temporal. Where God didn't come to provide something temporary. God came to provide something that is permanent. That's eternal. That is forever. And that's what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn in your Bibles today and realize today that God said first, going back to Genesis 3:15, He says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, in between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, it was a promise made time and tyrants today could not prevent the promise that God had declared in Genesis 3:15. That is what Bethlehem is about and what happened in Genesis 3:15. That's what the cross is about, what God said in Genesis 3:15. So Satan and sin could not pollute this promise. Oh, Satan tried to, and Satan attempted to, but Satan is not successful because our God reigns. Amen. Now, God kept His Word. Did you hear that? God kept His Word. And not only did God keep that promise, but all the 3,000 plus promises that are in the pages of God's Word, God keeps every one of them. He has given us a promise today of salvation. He's given us a promise today of supply. He's given us a promise today of surety. He's given us a promise today of peace. He's given us a promise today of joy. And you know, I would run out of fingers and toes. I could keep going. But thank God, every promise that God has given, provided, and has made available to you and I today, He keeps His promise. Amen. And I'm glad that we have such a promise-keeping God that is in our benefit and on our side today. So in the book of Luke chapter 2, we pick up with verse 8 and go down through verse 14. Here is the promise that is kept. This is where the promise was made, as I read to you there from Genesis 3:15. Now we come to the part where the promise is kept. And it goes beyond this too, by the way. Because you know what? You can say, yeah, that's a promise, but it's not a promise until you have received it. And you receive this promise because this child that is given here, that is born, that was prophesied of, not just by Genesis 3:15, but throughout the prophecy of God's Word, you go chapter by chapter, verse by verse, book by book, and you'll find that God made this proclamation, this prophecy, that one was coming. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad He came. And so therefore, this proclamation is the birth of a king, and it is performed, for the Word of God says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Man, I mean, it was inescapable. And the Bible says they were sore afraid. They had never encountered anything like this. And the angel said unto them, these are words that is proclaimed consistently throughout the pages of God's Word. What are they? Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. See, His salvation is for every person. He just didn't say it's just for the Jews, it's just for the Gentiles, or it's just for some denominations. He said, this salvation is for everybody. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Man, that is a declaration. That is a proclamation. That is a promise that today we can claim, stand on, and praise God for. So if you like literature, maybe today you would like The Lion, the Witch, and The Wardrobe. You say, what are you talking about? It's a mythical retelling of Christ, somewhat, and His power to bring life. So it was written by C.S. Lewis, and it was published in 1950. And The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe captivates the imagination, and basically it will feed your soul. It's a positive story. And in that book, Christ is depicted as the lion. And wherever He goes, life abounds. Now think about that. He rules in a place that is called Narnia.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.